This is Tables for Ladies by the American artist Edward Hopper, and it was painted in 1930 in New York City. The title, Tables for Ladies, refers to the sign that would go up in restaurant windows when single women were invited to come in and not be embarrassed or to be thought perhaps to be prostitutes looking for business. The three groups of figures here, the blonde waitress in the front is fixing the display in the window. The cashier is involved with her cash register. And then there's a couple seated in the restaurant who may or may not be talking to one another. And I think people often see his work as representing the isolation and the disassociation of people in modern society. He was observing how people were relating to one another in difficult economic times. And yet he didn't want to imbue his paintings with a lot of emotional baggage. It was what you saw. It was realism. And at the same time, other artists were going in a completely different direction. So in 1930, a painting like Tables for Ladies was considered ultra-modern. Today, we may look at it and say, oh, it looks old-fashioned. It's a little passé. It was of its moment, and yet in some ways, it endures in the American imagination. I think people still see this and relate to it, even though it may be of a particular 1930s moment. Hopper's friend, the American painter Charles Birchfield, said about his work that somehow he managed to take a particular moment, a split second almost, to make time stand still and to give the moment an enduring universal significance.